I said, we're going to be speaking to Joe McHugh right now. Not that one. Joe has a daughter called Lisa. Yes, that one. And Joe is here to tell us about a charity football match that is being organised by himself and his family on Saturday next, July 29th. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Donal.
Joe, this is something special. You're characterising this as football rematch of the day. And this is harking back to the times when you and your family would travel on holiday to Glasgow and impromptu football matches started to develop, and then it became a thing, as so many things do, that just grew and grew. Tell us what happened.
That's correct, Donald. We coming over for years. We'd all come over to Glasgow Fair, Sally, my wife, and all her brothers and sisters, and we all kind of made it that holiday. So I would kind of organise a wee football team, which we classed as the Scottish football team, and we'd play our Scottish or Irish relations here. And it grew and grew over the years, and it got a bit bigger and more competitive. And then as it grew, it was just basically a family day out. It kind of kept the family together, and that's what we're all about, type of thing. We got an official referee. I got a couple of wee medals and trophies just to kind of expand on it. So as I say, it's 21 years now since we last played, and I've managed to get them all back this year for a reunion, all but one. We lost a young nephew of ours. Anthony Boyle died at 31, and it was just in memory of him. The game is for, and we've also got the night then, we're promoting the night in John Cannon's place in the Gador Bar in Fulcara. The marquee at the back of it, there's a massive marquee at the back of it, and we'd like to thank John and all his staff for the use of it. That's going to be, all the proceeds to that is going to be for Tober. We have got a fondness of that too, because we've got a young niece, Una Coyle, who works there, attends there for years. So that's basically the long and the short of it. It was just to keep the family thing going, tradition going.
It's an interesting thing because, as you say, this did start as a family tradition, this football match between the Scottish and the Donegal relatives and everyone coming together. And it's a lovely way to do it, to sort of organise that holiday and then hang the whole thing on this idea of the football match and the coming together. This is something that's it's gaining traction, I believe. That, I mean, there is actually interest in this match that's coming from far beyond the family.
Absolutely, but as I say, it's the first time in 21 years since we've had all of the family over, and there's about 40 of our kids and family coming over for this game, and it's creating great interest, and it's great to see it, because it's all about the community type of thing. So it's like something that's grew, and we're glad to see it, like, you know.
And I suppose when you have a daughter who's making huge waves in the entertainment industry, it would only be right and proper to ask her to provide a bit of entertainment when you're organising a football match, and that indeed is what's going to happen, isn't it?
Absolutely. Actually, it was last year that Lisa, we were down in Fulcara and we were at a holiday, and we were just having a bit of a barney and a chat about it, and Lisa says, why don't you organise a reunion? And I'll take my band down and play. So I says, well, you've started the ball rolling, so we'll take it from there. So that's how it all kind of grew, and it's getting great momentum, like, you know. So we're only glad to see it.
So Joe, where is the match taking place, and how can people come and see? Because I'm sure people are going to take an interest in this.
Yes, absolutely. It's taking place at the GAA in Fulcara. As I say, the venue then is in John's place in the Gador Bar. Bar and Marquee at Fulcara that night. So it starts at 3 o'clock. The main game starts at 3 o'clock. We've also organised a sports day for the kids, the younger kids. This is the babies of the daddies that's coming over, the grey-haired daddies now on the Friday, and there's about 50 kids coming to that. So plus, again, it's just to kind of keep the momentum going.
Right, well, all we can do is wish you and Lisa and all taking part in the match all the very best. That's taking place on next Saturday in Fulcara. That's next on Saturday. July 29th, with music from Lisa a bit afterwards.